Now here is Phil with an introduction to this week's biggest local news stories.
Two stories have dominated the evening news this week and also featured in the editor's mailbox. The first story comes appropriately from First Bus, who are scrapping some services. The second is the drought. People have been asked by Anglian Water to use water only for essential purposes. A fire has devastated Mousehold Heath and the Norfolk Broads have been affected, with some species suffering, while others benefit. However, we're told there is some rain on the way. Elaine will start at the bus queue.
Angry commuters have slammed First Bus for abolishing an essential service that they rely on to get to the city. Passengers travelling from the Old Catton into Norwich fear their journeys will be a nightmare from next week, as First Bus is scrapping its 13 and 13X buses on the Turquoise line. The service links Spixworth, Old Catton, Norwich City Centre, Wyndham and Attleborough, running every 30 minutes on weekdays. Service 20, which connects Old Catton with the city and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, will extend beyond Catton Grove Road to Spixworth via North Walsham Road, replacing the 13 and X13. People living and working in Old Catton say the buses are already unreliable and frequently don't turn up, leaving people waiting around for hours. The provider is also cutting back the frequency of number 21 from 3 times an hour to 2, which provides direct links to the city and the hospital. The spokesman from First Bus said, "We review our networks throughout the year and work closely with Norfolk County Council to ensure our services meet the needs of the community. We are always open to feedback from the community so that we can best serve our passengers."
People living in and around Norwich are being advised to reduce their water usage to conserve essential supplies. Anglian Water have issued the rallying call for Norwich, warning that continued high demand during the ongoing hot and dry weather could impact water availability and further harm the environment. Water supplies in the city rely heavily on the River Wensum, where flows are now amongst the lowest recorded at this time of year since monitoring began in the 1960s. July was the UK's sunniest and driest on record, with the region receiving just 0.8 millimetres of rain, 1% of the long-term average.
Nearly 30 crews from around the county spent 3 days dealing with the major fire which devastated part of Mousehold Heath. Firefighters at the scene said it was the worst blaze they have seen at the nature reserve for decades. However, the investigation into the cause of the fire remains ongoing. Across the 3 days, 27 crews from around the entire county attended. A spokesman for the fire service said, "We'd like to thank the public for their support and generosity while our firefighters were tackling this incident." Police are yet to confirm, but some believe a possible cause of the fire could be a pair of discarded solar eclipse glasses or empty alcohol bottles. The heath was crowded with people gathered to watch the solar eclipse the night before the fire.
While fish have been dying amid the drought, which has swept across Norfolk, one species is benefiting from the heatwave. Some butterflies are enjoying the dry conditions which have engulfed the Broads this summer. Norfolk has been among the hottest places in the country, with temperatures reaching 38 degrees in Lingwood in June. And Broads Authority officials say the rivers and wetlands have been unable to escape the effects of the searing temperatures. The severe impact has been so widespread that the healthy butterflies have been one of the few positives from a difficult summer. The species need the sun to warm up their muscles so they are able to fly. Authorities have had to clear thousands of dead fish from the River Wensum, with oxygen levels lower in waterways as a result of the drought conditions.
rain has arrived in Norfolk more than a month after a hosepipe ban was put in place. The restrictions were first introduced for the county on July the 11th by Anglian Water. It followed record-breaking temperatures and prolonged dry conditions, including the hottest June ever recorded, with Lingwood reaching 37.7 degrees Celsius. At the end of last month, the Environmental Agency announced that Norfolk was suffering from flash drought as a result of very low rainfall and high temperatures. The county has experienced its first rainfall in weeks, which is due to continue into the weekend, according to the BBC. However, restrictions will continue to cover the use of hose pipes for watering gardens, cleaning vehicles, and filling paddling pools. Anglian Water has not yet issued any fines for breaches of the ban. The majority of people are following the rules, and in most cases, anyone reported for using a hose pipe will initially be reminded of the restrictions. However, serious or repeat offences could lead to fines of up to £1,000.